Hey guys, welcome to the LifeWord Podcast Studio. It is Day by Day Dangerous, where we're talking about some dangerous Bible study habits. And I've got an interesting one for us today, and that is what I call ignoring the tone of the text. Now, in our day and age, I'm sure all of us have been guilty of assuming a certain tone from a text message that we have received. It's really difficult to read tone in text. And what I mean by tone is simply the disposition or the attitude or the perceived attitude of the writer as they are writing. But there is tone in the text of Scripture, and it would benefit us to not ignore the tone that is being presented to us in texts of Scripture. So let me give you a couple examples of tone that is fairly easy to discern. Paul was an author that wrote with a lot of tone, in particular, the epistle to the church at Galatia. So Paul follows a typical pattern whenever he writes to different churches. He begins with identifying himself, anybody that's with him, and then he will greet the church or the churches that he's writing to. And then that is normally followed by a prayer that he has for that particular church. So you can look through most of his letters that he writes, and there's that pattern that he follows. But that's not the case with the book of Galatians, when he's writing to the church of Galatia. He skips the prayer altogether, and he goes into confronting them, and he tells them that anybody that's preaching a different gospel, that they would be cursed. There's a couple of contextual clues there that indicate to us that Paul's pretty hot. This is not a warm, brotherly, pastoral tone that he is using here, but he's pretty agitated. He's pretty fierce in that. And that helps us understand the sharpness of the text by which he is writing. Let me give you a couple others to consider here. Think about Psalm chapter 46, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, that's one of those coffee cup verses that we find a lot of times written on coffee cups, if you Google that text, just those words, "Be still and know that I'm God," you'll come across this beautiful sunrise or a sunset or calming ocean waves or something like that. But if you look at the context of that, the context is full of war and destruction. It's like the earth is coming apart, and yet God is sovereign over it all. And it's really not so much a text of Scripture that is meant to comfort, but it's meant to challenge us that in the midst of the chaos that might be surrounding and in the midst of what God might be doing as he's bringing destruction on certain ideologies and different things, are we willing to trust him in the midst of that? So it's not necessarily a warm, cuddly passage as much as it is a challenge to us when everything around us looks like it's falling apart. There's tone in the context there. Or think about Paul's letter to 2 Timothy. It is a very pastoral tone that he is writing with warmth and affection there. So the thing to remember is that when the Holy Spirit inspired these different writers to write, he didn't do a runaround around their personality. They don't write in monotone voice. It is not as if they are robots writing. You know, there is tone in what they are presenting there, and we need to be paying attention as much as we can to the tone of the text. So don't fall into the habit of ignoring the tone. See if you can discern what tone the writer is writing with. Until next week on Day by Day Dangerous.